The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
So when you become a well-watered garden, you're a blessing. That is precisely what God wants us to be. You want to become that well-watered garden and see your prayers answered? Well, watch what happens when you become an answer to prayer.
Next on Life Today.
I want to welcome you to a very special Life Today program. Betty and I are always thrilled to share our time together. I want to give you a very definite promise that you can count on. You know, oftentimes people say things that we hope will come true, or at least hope are true, and yet we find so much disappointment. And there's not a person that I've ever met that doesn't have some hopes for something perhaps better, maybe for a dream or a wish to be fulfilled, or how about a prayer answered? Well, let me read you what you can count on, because this is God's Word. God says if you reach out and you care for those in need, that you will call and the Lord will answer. And He will say, yes, I'm here, and He will quickly reply. He says, if you notice someone else that has a need and you respond to that need, God Himself will take notice and will respond to your call, your prayer, your need. Now, they don't always come the way we want them to come or in the time frame we wish, but God will respond. Now, I want you to listen to this. Remove the yoke of oppression. Stop pointing your finger and spreading rumors. Stop adding to the dissension and to the division and to the strife. Blessed are the peacemakers. They do see God. It's amazing what happens to the meek. They inherit the earth. They're teachable. Feed the hungry. Listen to this. Help those in trouble. And then, Betty, he says, your light will shine out from the darkness, and we have plenty of it, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon, and the Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you're dry and restoring your strength. And listen to this, because this is fantastic. You will become like a well-watered garden. What does that mean? That means when you have water and light, you're going to be fruitful. You're going to be blessed. And you're going to be a blessing. There's not a fruitful garden. There's not an area of beautiful blooming flowers that are not a blessing to the people who see them. So when you become a well-watered garden, you're a blessing. That is precisely what God wants us to be. But you know, Betty, right now, we're going to give our viewers an opportunity to do what God referenced in Isaiah, that was chapter 58, when He says, if you take care of people who have need. I think you're going to recognize this man. And you're going to remember. Now, if you reflect back, you're going to remember. He had lost a daughter. He had lost a grandchild. All because of unclean water. You want to see what love does? You want to be a part of it? You want to become that well-watered garden and see your prayers answered? Watch what happens when you become an answer to prayer.
Last year, the Life Outreach Mission Team met Vaughn and his grandchildren in their remote village in Cambodia. And Vaughn showed the team where his family gathered their drinking water. While introducing his grandchildren, Vaughn broke into tears and shared how his daughter and precious grandson had died because of that contaminated water. And now, a year later, Life's Mission team returned to Vaughn's Village and found that his tears have turned into tears of joy. Mission Water for Life was able to successfully drill and install a new water well, literally in Vaughn's backyard. Vaughn, his grandchildren, and the other villagers now have safe drinking water, and their lives have been transformed.
Love it. That literally, now it wasn't tap water in his little modest dwelling, but it was right there, so to speak, in his backyard.
It was like gold to him, you know, James. I mean, fresh water for those that he cares about and loves. And, you know, as you shared earlier, when we reach out and we extend a hand of hope to someone, hope springs up, and it's contagious. And when we see that, the results of what many of you have contributed to because of your love, because you care about these children that are dying because of diseased water. Thank you so much. You see what happens. The goodness of God and hope springs up.
Well, you know, we've always wished, and it's impossible to do because of the areas where we spend so much of our time on the mission field. We actually work much of the time in very remote areas where it's difficult to take people. Many people come to us and say, we want to go to the mission field. Well, not if you knew where you were going to have to stay, because we go into very difficult areas. Now, sometimes we work in the areas around the big population centers, too. Wherever there's a crisis, we're going to be there. But out in those remote areas, and you go into those places and you give people water and you give them hope and you give them help, it changes everything. And it opens their hearts and their minds to hear about the source of love that inspired you to reach out and to give them water and give them hope and give them help. Now, here's what we want to ask you to do. We come to you twice a year and we ask you to help us drill water wells. Now, we've really expanded our goal. And last year, we were able to reach the goal and even exceed it. This year, we're setting a goal to drill another 500 wells, at least 500. We've already targeted the areas. The missionaries are there. We're confident the water sources are there, attainable, and we can still keep the cost at $4,800. Now, many of you have joined in prayer, asking God to enable you every year to do what we prayed we could do, and Betty and I have been able to do this, to drill a well every time the ministry points to another opportunity. And some of you are targeting that. Others of you are just getting started, and you're saying, well, we'll help a little. And I'm thrilled that we've got many people who say, I give $1,200, and I start praying, God, give three more to join me, and we've got a well. We've got another $4,800 or $2,400 and pray for a matching gift from someone. But the majority of our gifts come from people who give $48 or $144. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to listen very closely to a woman that I believe, when I first heard this, it moved me and touched my heart as much as anything I've ever seen. Betty, I remember your response when you saw this precious mother named Rowan. Please watch this very prayerfully. And I think you're going to be moved to very positive action.
She moved so slowly. No, she hardly moved at all. And no tears fell, because that well had run dry. While no picture of health, Rowan has been drained of life. The kind of life found in your role as a mother. Death came. It took from Rowan, but then it took again, and again, and again. In this heat, the average person can survive only a few days without water. Though this water might extend the life, it eventually takes it, especially children, because their immune systems are too weak for that fight. Trauma has taken its toll, but because the water which took her children is still their only source, Rowan knows that unless something is done to provide clean water, at any moment, she could lose all that remains.
That is positively one of the most touching, heart-wrenching appeals and, let's say, testimony of a painful journey I've ever heard. Betty, we have just passed the anniversary of our daughter's funeral and her death after Christmas. And that's one child. And by the way, I don't reference that to try to, you know, cause you to extend some kind of sympathy to us. I say it because you understand, at least to some degree, and especially if you've lost a child, the pain and the heartache. I bring it up because your prayers and your love have helped heal our hearts. But at the same time, we feel the heartache of someone who's lost a loved one. We really do, because we know firsthand. And when I see a mother that's lost seven children and she's concerned she's going to lose the others, Betty, I want to do anything I can to help.
I can't even imagine, James, the heartache and the heaviness that you and I have experienced through the loss of our daughter, one child, seven children, from one heartache to the next, and possibly more if she doesn't get the help she needs. She's done all she can do. She has no other source to go to except the contaminated, diseased water, and it must break her heart every time she dips it down in her bucket or whatever container she's got, and she brings that water up, and she knows it's going to go into her children's bodies. It's got to break her heart, but she can't do anything else. They have to have water to even survive a little while. So what can we do? We can drill the water wells. Please help us do this. If this were your children, what would you want? What would you want someone to step in and do for you?
You know, we're talking this entire program about being an answer to prayer. And yet I told you that God has promised that when you become an answer to someone's prayers, your prayers are answered. And that wasn't the promise of some government representative or some leader. That's the promise of God. And I got to be honest with you. When I see a situation like Rowan, where she's lost her children, could lose others, and I know I can go in and correct it, I don't even give a thought about what's in it for me or what's coming back to me. I mean, I know we're pretty well focused, and I understand everybody has to have a legitimate self-interest, not selfish interest, a self-interest and an interest in your family's well-being. That's natural. But if we think, I'm only going to help somebody else because I know it's coming back to me in some way, there's something wrong with that type of thinking. What if we just gave life and benefit and blessing and we never even gave a thought to ourselves? I think there would be some kind of freedom and release in that would be amazing. I mean, this is the emphasis that if we wake up, we become the expression of God's life and God's love right here, right now on planet Earth. We can show the world what Jesus looks like. Father, forgive them, he said. They don't even know what they're doing. These are the people that spiked him, spit on him, and scourged him, hung him on a cross. God, forgive them. In other words, they are held captive. They're in bondage. And I've got so much love, I'm going to take their sin. I'm going to take their punishment. I'm going to take their penalty. I'm going to give them life. He was thinking about us. Can we not look over and see someone that has need of water and just say, I want to save that mother's other children. I want to save the people in that village. If you will dial that telephone number or go to lifetoday.org and make the best gift you can, you're going to be giving the greatest gift. You're going to give those people a chance at life, and we're going to tell them about the life that can be found in Christ because we love them. We want to help them and meet them where they are, and then we want to show them the love of God expressed in Christ. Would you dial that number? Would you use your bank card like a check? If you write a check, make it to Life. But please, please call us and say, I'm going to be an answer to that woman's heart cry. We're going to save her children and others. We're going to give those people a chance in 500 areas where, with your help, we will drill those freshwater wells. $4,800 if you can give one, or 12 or 2,400 target. Pray three people or another person joins you, whatever level you come in. But don't forget, $144, 30 people water the rest of their life. That's the average. A gift of $48, and you are going to give 10 people water the rest of their life. We have some gifts to send you. I've written a book about the God of all creation that will bless you. And then we have a beautiful table book that is illustrated so beautifully with all of God's creation and the beauty of it and the names of our Father. And then a beautiful bronze of one of the majestic animals that God has created that we're sending if you make a gift of $1,200 or more. Please go to the phone or go online and let's give life in 500 areas and a miraculous expression of love. Thank you for making that call. Thank you for making the gift.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 water wells for remote villages in over 15 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we would like to send you James Robison's book, God of All Creation. Through his personal observations of animals and wildlife, James shares heartwarming stories and spiritual lessons of God's love and grace. With your gift of $100 or more, be sure to request Majesty. This beautifully illustrated book teaches you the blessing and significance of the names of God, including Jehovah Rapha, your healer, and Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our beautiful new Majesty bronze sculpture. This is the last day. Call, write, or make your gift online.
For a young mother living in poverty in a remote Cambodian village, life can be hard. This mother's name is Tang. If she's lucky enough to get a job in a rice field, she'll make a couple of dollars a week that will maybe buy a little food for her and her family. But buying clean water to drink is a luxury she can't afford. So Tang has no other choice but to gather water from the muddy pond in her village. She knows this water is contaminated. She knows this because it's already taken the life of one of her children. Her 9-month-old son suffered with diarrhea, followed by a high fever, and then passed away. Tang's story is all too familiar for thousands of mothers around the world, and for these mothers, hope for a better future seems impossible. But on this day, Tang learned about the ultimate hope found in God's love. The Life Outreach Mission Team was able to share the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. Accepted God's gift. And now it's time for us to do our part. Join us in providing clean water for Tang, her daughter, and thousands of others around the world.
I've no less days to sing your praise than when we first.
That is so beautiful. Janice is our floor director when we do our television program, unless she's on the mission field. And she's been going now for between 20 and 25 years to the mission field. And she goes with the love of Jesus in her heart. And Betty, to see her do what she does so often, but to actually be able to capture it, leading that lady, Tang, to the Lord,
that's beautiful. So special. And you know, James, I looked at that young mother, and she wants so badly for her only living child to survive, seeing one loss of her son, her baby, her precious son that she loves so much. And I just think about, she said she knew that the water was bad for her children, but she had to give it to them because it's all they got. It's just like, I remember when our children were small, if they were outside playing and they got near the street, we'd say, no, don't go out there, you'll get hurt. She cannot say that to her children as they dip that water in their hands and to drink it. No, don't drink it, because it's all they've got. James, that breaks my heart because she has no other source to go to.
Just to hear you talking as a mother and referencing what Betty could do so well, to know how much we want to protect our children and our grandchildren. Can you not identify? Do you not want to, as I say so many times, be an answer to someone's heart cry, someone's need, an answer to someone's prayer? Would you? Would you drill a water well for that mother and all of the hundreds of mothers that she represents, and even the thousands and thousands of children that desperately need clean water? Something we take for granted, and people here in the United States and in Canada and all over North America and throughout the world are so concerned about clean water that oftentimes they're trying to buy bottles of water just to guarantee maybe it's a little bit cleaner. And we're so fortunate. Would you not give a well of water to a village, a community, a little population center? Remember, $48. You're going to give 10 people, 10 children, answer perhaps a mother's prayer for 10 children. That gift of $48 will give 10 people water for life. $144 will give 30 people. Father, I pray everyone watching will go to the phone or go online right now and make the gift. Please, God, don't let them just change channels or look away. Let them reach out today in Jesus' name. Would you make that special gift? I want to bless you with all God has created, the God of all creation. It magnifies Him. Majesty, the names of God, the promises that are in His name. The beautiful bronze, majesty, what God literally reveals in the beautiful creation of wildlife and everything we see. We want to say thank you and bless you. As you dial that number or go online, if you can possibly give a well, $4,800. Father, I pray if they can, they will. In Jesus' name, that's my prayer for you in behalf of those you'll help. $1,200, $2,400, whatever you can do, we're praying others will join you. Thank you for making that gift.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 water wells for remote villages in over 15 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we would like to send you James Robison's book, God of All Creation. Through his personal observations of animals and wildlife, James shares heartwarming stories and spiritual lessons of God's love and grace. With your gift of $100 or more, be sure to request Majesty. This beautifully illustrated book teaches you the blessing and significance of the names of God, including Jehovah Rapha, your healer, and Jehovah Jireh, your provider.
finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our beautiful new Majesty bronze sculpture. This is the last day. Call, write, or make your gift online.
Today is a great day of celebration at Life Outreach. The water is coming up. The kids are cheering. We were just able to drill in this village today. For about 3 days, they've been drilling. They finally struck water. And I'd say within somewhere about a half an hour, that water will be just as clear as it can be coming out of somebody's faucet back home.
This water well will transform the lives of these children and their families forever. Yet thousands of miles away, these children are not so fortunate.
So this is where they get the drinking this water, yeah?
Oh, wow.
This child is one of the nearly 800 million people who lack access to clean drinking water. And if that doesn't change, he could become one of the children who die every year from having to drink unclean water. But there is hope for this child and others like him around the world. For such a devastating problem, a clean water well offers a profoundly simple solution. And a promise for a better, brighter future.
Thank y'all so much for your help. Betty and I, from the bottom of our hearts, say thank you. And as personally as I can, I want to let you know how much we appreciate your help, but I also want to remind you, this is the last day. Now, I don't know why many people wait the last day. I think probably some say, well, James, if I give earlier when you ask for it, then I know you'll get me to give again and again, so I'm waiting till today. Well, it's not too late. And you know what I pray? I pray we can go past our goal this year of 500 water wells. I pray we can go well past it. What you do today is going to be a miracle for somebody. Whether you're giving it for 10 people, or 30, or an entire well, thank you for doing it. Remember, last day, but your gift lasts a lifetime.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.